What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We continue with Marty and Brian, and we have two big blue boxes that we're discussing, if not unwrapping. We can't even really unwrap it at this point, right? I mean, it's just a big tease, Marty, as far as who's going to be.
It was a category on Jeopardy last night, by the way. Blue, red, yellow. They were all three different categories. And I got three questions right in the blue category. One was aquamarine. I got that one right.
Nice.
But yes, so that's why my mind was like leaning towards that color, blue. And the blue line, the blue crease, big blue boxes.
So what might happen in the crease?
Okay, so here's like, I've had to do this for the last week, these different exercises with, you know, doing some work with TSN, with the Edmonton Oilers, and who could they go after? And the free agent market's not that great. So who are trade targets? And I came up with four trade targets for like the Oilers to say, hey, could that be a possibility to say we're bringing one of these guys and it's fixing our goaltending? Mm-hmm. Well, the same four could basically go with the Buffalo Sabres and with any team that is looking for goaltending help this year, because I think there is a possibility there. One of them is Thatcher Demko. I mentioned him on the show before because, you know, they signed Kevin Lankinen to a five-year deal at $4.5 million this year. Kevin Lankinen played well this year. Put him in a position without Demko to be in a playoff hunt, right? And yeah, they fell short. But now, last night, Abbotsford wins the Calder Cup, and Artur Shilov is the MVP. Artur Shilov is 24, played in the NHL and in the playoffs a year ago with Vancouver really well, and now has that experience in the AHL to win, and he's no longer waiver exempt. So at the end of training camp, he could be put on waivers. They could lose him for nothing. Mm-hmm. So to me, if you're Vancouver, what makes sense? 29-year-old Thatcher Demko at 1 year left at $5 million to try to get maximized value in return. And I think that the Oilers or other teams could look at Thatcher Demko. So I think that's I'm not saying that, but if the Sabres decide we're going with Thatcher Demko, then you could have Devon Levi being his backup. Say, Levi, you're here. You're playing 20-25 games. You're going to – people think it's bad to be a young backup in the NHL. It's not bad It's experience. It's learning. It's spending a whole year on the ice with shooters that are good, with doing extra. There's a lot of good that can happen there. But you have to have the right partner. And could Thatcher Demko be that partner? Like, I mean, there is going to be a lot of speculation here, I think, on Demko in the next few weeks here.
What about just doing a side-by-side of the playoff MVP in the American Hockey League, Artur Schielhoff's, and Devon Levi? For context, both were born in 2001. Schielhoff's was 156th in the 2019 draft. Devon Levi was 212th in the 2020 draft. Yeah. Schielhoff's, as you mentioned, has 19 NHL regular season games, but 10 postseason for 29 total. Levi has 39 NHL games total. But Schielhoff's has played 110 in the American Hockey League, plus 26, which now included a stunning 24-game run as Calder Cup playoff MVP. Levi has 68 AHL regular season games and 13 in the postseason. So how comparable are they?
I think they're very comparable. I think Schielhoff's may be a little bit ahead in his development just because he's played more and has had, but I think they're very comparable. And if you think that Schielhoff's is ready to be a backup in Vancouver, which I think he is, and a lot of people probably see that at, with what he did this year in Abbotsford and the quality. I mean, geez, without him, I think Charlotte would have rolled over Abbotsford, and he was fantastic in the final especially. So, okay, well, I think Levi could have the same saying about him, how good he was with Rochester. Do they have things to work on? Yes. But can those things be worked on while being the backup at the NHL in practice, in the games that you play? You know, there's a lot that could happen. So they're very comparable. And that's why I think that if Levi was no longer waiver exempt next year, it would be a completely different scenario, because you wouldn't want to have to put Levi on waivers. You would lose him. Vancouver would lose Schielhoff's if they put him on waivers at the end of training camp.
You're sure of that?
I'm guaranteed.
Really?
Guaranteed. Teams would be willing to put an Alex Lyon or a, you know, whatever, right? A backup goaltender, maybe more experienced, on waivers, like the Sabres did with James Reimer last year, as opposed to putting a younger up-and-comer on waivers. I think that you'd lose Artur Schielhoff's for sure.
So if you were making a big trade with Vancouver, would you ask to swap goalies? Schielhoff's for Levi?
No.
Okay.
No.
Devon Levi had just accomplished in Rochester last night what Schielhoff's just accomplished for Abbotsford, what do you think the Sabres fan base reaction would be right now today as far as looking ahead to next year?
Sabres fan reaction would be, well, Levi's got to be your number one goalie in Buffalo next year. And I would say, pump the brakes. Like, it's the AHL and then it's the NHL. They're still a learn to do. But I'm not trading. Like, I would never say Levi for Schielhoff's. Even if Schielhoff's was the MVP in the Calder Cup final playoffs and won the Calder Cup with Abbotsford, I'm still putting my work and my dedication in Devon Levi and trying to get him to the place where I think he could get. He could be a standout in the NHL with the right approach, the right development, the right position in the organization. And maybe that is Rochester next year. Maybe that is Buffalo. But I think it depends who is in Buffalo. That will be a big factor on where Levi is going to be. If it's Luukkonen, Levi is in Rochester. If it's a Demko, or you guys all know I don't like this goalie very much, but he was on my list of guys that if you're the Edmonton Oilers or a team that's looking for a goalie.
John Gibson.
Now,
there's only one name on that list. Let's be real.
On the list of what? Guys I don't like very much? But I've kind of softened a little bit on the Gibson talking to Ryan Miller. Remember we talked to Ryan Miller? He played with John Gibson, and Miller's like, yuck, he's really good. He likes him. So I'm like, oh, maybe there's things there. I'm not a fan of John Gibson, but he played well enough last year to say, is he an upgrade over, for example, a Stuart Skinner? I think he could be. Now, there's two names, Duffer, that will surprise you. One is Jordan Binnington. Why am I putting Jordan Binnington in the sweepstake of tradable goaltenders? Mm. Because before the Four Nations last year, there was a lot of Jordan Binnington chatter. Maybe it was with an agent.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Driven, and you know, it was misinformation or whatnot, but there was a lot of chat.
The reason was the Blues had not really had time to establish their significant comeback into playoff contention. That's why.
And so, Joel Ofer was playing at the same level as Jordan Binnington for the best part. But a lot of people, a lot of insiders, Darren Dreger type insiders, are saying that the Blues are not willing to move on from Joel Ofer. They see him as the part of the future.
Right.
So now, does that put Binnington on maybe a way out?
Don't you think Hofer's just going to get a nice bridge here? And
potentially. But I think if St. Louis had the right offer for Jordan Binnington, they may entertain it. Maybe that's just wishful thinking and trying to create a goalie market or whatever. So there's the Binnington story. Maybe it's unlikely, but I'd still say there was some...
2 seconds they were from advancing to round two.
Yeah, they were. That was Nick Ehlers, and Kyle Connor missing his shot. Kyle Connor missing his shot and going across, whatever, lots going on. And then the other guy that I've always been intrigued by is Elvis Merzlikins with the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Blue Jackets finished the season with Jed Greaves as their guy. They still have Tarasov there. And, you know, well, Kevin Adams talked about it. They have Jarmo Kekalainen now in the organization, and he knows Merzlikins really well. Is he a goaltender that a change of scenery could spark something? Or is he a goaltender that no? That was a flash in the pan, started really well, got a big contract, and it didn't go anywhere. So I could see those four names being speculated. And would the Sabres say, okay, we're going to look at this or not? I think it's an option. It's an option for the Edmonton Oilers. It's an option for any teams that is looking to maybe upgrade where they are in the big blue box that is the crease.
It's really not where I've been looking, more so based on the assumption that Lukanen's number one and the other position will be filled by someone significantly cheaper than the goalies you just mentioned. But for the state of completing this exercise and not finishing with an incomplete on my report card, I will say that the only one of that group that you mentioned that I'm interested in is Jordan Binnington.
Yep. And I think that probably would be the home run, right? The grand slam. The
I don't know. I mean, I don't feel like anything is anymore. You can't know until you know, and you won't know until after you've completed 82 games. You can hope.
You can hope, yeah. And you can kind of project, like, this has got a more likely scenario to be good than others. Mm-hmm. And Binnington would be that guy. But again, is St. Louis willing to... St. Louis is probably going to go back with Binnington and Ofer and run it back and say, listen, we played the way we played in the second half. Jim Montgomery, the way that he was able to put everybody there, and we're going to be a force in the Central Division.
Anything else from the Sabres previous hour to Sabres Live from the general manager or from Jerry Fortin, the assistant GM?
Oh, well, the pick at nine, right? Like, I mean, the types of players, best player available, it was very much the same. I think they're doing a lot of work when it comes to the prospect. And we're going to talk to Chris Baker of, you know, tomorrow, Sabres prospect tomorrow. So, people are asking me, where do you think the Sabres are going to draft at nine on Friday? I haven't done much work on the prospects because I've been focusing on how the team gets better. That prospect does not come in game one, very unlikely to come in game one and have an impact on where the Sabres are going to be,
right,
you know, next season. So that's, but Bakes has done it. Mm-hmm. And I think the Sabres have to do their homework because you could try to trade nine as much as you want. If nobody gives you anything that's of value, you're not going to do it.
Would you imagine that there could still be somebody added to the coaching staff based on what Kevin Adams talked about last hour?
I don't see it now. I think it's a little late in the summer. And I think that, again, that was part of the evaluation of Lindy Ruff at the end of the year and of seeing what, it took a while. What do I see? How do we all fit the right roles? I think he's going to continue pushing that, but I think it's a little late in the race. Although Luke Richardson was just hired as an assistant coach in Nashville today, so and there's still going to be those type of moves. But I think we're getting a little bit late. The Sabres, well, Nashville too, finished in early April, so it's been a while. I think those moves would have happened.
Quick timeout. Back to wrap up Sabres Live right after this. Stay with us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.